Let me say hi to our friends online. Thank you for joining us today. Glad that you guys are here, man. Drop a like, drop an emoji, man. Drop it like it's hot. I don't know. Just let us know that you're there. But if you're visiting today, excuse me. I don't know if you can tell. I'm a little excited, right? I'm a little excited this morning. But you picked a great weekend to join us because we are launching a brand new series called Warrior. Where are my warriors at? Any warriors in the building today? You know, and when we think of a warrior, I feel like most of us think of the favorite, you know, hero in our favorite action movie. And maybe they got the biceps. Maybe they got the abs. You know what I'm saying? They got the six-pack. I got the whole keg going on, right? But they got the guns blazing. They're kicking butt. They're taking names. But when we think of a warrior, that might be whom we're thinking of. And this morning, I want to share some of my favorite warriors. I'm going to put maybe the first one up here on the screen, the Patriot. Who knows the Patriot, yeah? Remember that scene where Mel Gibson, he takes his two youngest sons, right? And together, they take out a squadron of soldiers. Remember what he tells the boys? He says, you know, aim small, miss small. Remember that? Aim small, miss small. Man, he was a warrior. He's gritty. The Patriot. Then we have the Gladiator, right? Russell Crowe. He was a straight-up fighting machine, and he was forced into a huge coliseum to basically fight for his life. He was a warrior. Then we got the next one here, Taken. Anybody know Taken? Oh, man, Liam Neeson. I don't know why I like this guy, but I like him so much. You know what I'm saying? Former CIA operative. Sits out to save his daughter who was taken, hence the name, she was kidnapped. And he has that famous line, I have a very particular set of skills. I will find you and I will tell you about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it G-rated. We're going to keep it G-rated in here. Dude's a warrior. Who knows this next one? This next one, Katniss Everdeen. Shout out to my ladies out there. Man, bow and arrow. Remember that scene where she has the dress and it's on fire? This girl is all right. Like, she decides to volunteer herself to fight in the Hunger Games to pay tribute instead of her little sister. She's a straight-up warrior. But last but not least, probably my favorite warrior of all time. Oh, there you go. Kung Fu Panda. Don't let the dumpling and cuddly personality fool you. Okay, I really resonate with this warrior. He's my spirit animal. But these are sometimes the warriors, right, that we think of. There's some of us today that we're like, well, Josh, that's not me. I'm not a warrior. I don't consider myself a contender. I'm not that way. It's not in my personality. I'm not a fighter. Can I say this? That if you're a follower of Jesus, this Christian life is a spiritual battle. And whether you realize it or not, you're taking part every day between the battle of heaven above and the enemy of this world every single day. And you know what you do? You know what you do on a daily basis? You contend for your faith. Maybe you stand strong in your faith where you live, where you work, where you play, how you represent the kingdom of God. You contend for your family. You provide. You love, you protect those who are closest to you. You are a warrior. You battle maybe for yourself. You battle for your health, for your mental and emotional health. You're seeking help. Maybe you're getting counsel. And I want you to know this morning that you actually have more fight in you than you think you do. You're created with the heart of a warrior. And understand this, everything that occurs in our everyday world is connected directly to this wrestling match that is actually waged in the spiritual. It's all connected together. See, strained and damaged relationships, that's connected to the spiritual. Emotional instability, it's connected to the spiritual. Maybe mental fatigue, unforgiveness, pride, insecurity, comparison. It all stems from this spiritual battle that we're in. And that's why the Apostle Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to put up here on the screens. He says this. He says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I want you to underline not. I want you to underline spiritual forces. The life that you're living, the everyday life that you're living, the Christian life, it is a spiritual battle. And this is why the Apostle Paul says this In the very next verse, verse number 13, we're going to go ahead and put that up. It says this, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. You know who puts on armor? Soldiers. You know who puts on armor? Warriors. Those who are going into battle. And God created you with the heart of a warrior. The problems that I face day to day, the struggles that I'm experiencing, the everyday stresses that I go through, there is a war that wages in my soul. It's spiritually connected deeply within me. So this morning, my job simply is to point you to the one who helps you fight those battles. Can I get an amen? The champion. Woo! The undefeated one. The one who's never been knocked out. The king himself. The fighter of all fighters. The God of heaven who has zero losses and infinite wins. The greatest warrior of all time, Jesus. And I love how Moses and the Israelites, they talk about God in Exodus chapter 15. And I want to unpack that for us today. It's going to be up on the screens. It says this. Starting in verse 2, it says, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God. And I will exalt him. The Lord is a, everybody say it together, warrior. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. This scripture, if you didn't know, is actually written as a song. It was written as a song. And God's people, they started singing a spontaneous tune. And just to give you some context here, Moses is leading the Israelites out of slavery from Egypt. And God does this miracle. Maybe you've seen it before in cartoons or you grew up in church where he parts the Red Sea. See, the Israelites, they were trying to flee Egypt. And then the Red Sea was in the way. God does this miracle. He parts it. God's people is being chased down by Pharaoh's army. Moses and the Israelites, now the sea is parted, and they're walking through this Red Sea. They make it across, and Pharaoh's army is coming in hot. You know what I'm saying? Moses, he stretches out his hand over that sea that was parted. The waters suddenly come back into formation, and Pharaoh's army, they are killed in that miracle. It was an incredible display of God's power. Then they start singing. They start singing a tune. Like, I imagine kind of like a Broadway musical. Maybe Moses and the Israelites, they start, you know, breaking out in dance and song. And maybe they add some spirit fingers, maybe spiritual fingers in this case, right? They are so overjoyed because their salvation had become so real to them. The power and the presence of God had become more real than it ever has been before. And as they sing, they describe God as a warrior. Another translation or another paraphrase of this scripture says that God is a fighter. God is a man of war. They start singing this tune with joy because God comes through at just the perfect time, in his perfect way, in dramatic fashion, almost like your favorite action hero in your favorite movie. You know what I'm saying? I say all that to say this, that the God who fought for his people thousands of years ago is the same God who fights for you today. It's the same God. It's no coincidence that Center Church is inside of a building this morning. Can I get an amen? It's no coincidence that we fought for the better part of 7 years and we've had mountaintop experiences and even lower valleys. Hey, it's all part of this faith journey, man. Just last month, I don't know if you know, but I know that we were getting rained on in Balboa Park. Man, shout out to my leadership team, man. We were swimming by the end of some of those services. Man, we were backstroking, you know what I'm saying? But God stepped in. Maybe you've had some but God moments in your life. Maybe your marriage was falling apart, but God stepped in. Maybe it was through counseling. Maybe it was through learning to love your spouse before yourself. You know, maybe you lost all hope in life, but God stepped in. Maybe it was through therapy or starting the journey of getting emotionally and mentally healthy. Maybe there was some type of financial need in your life, but God miraculously stepped in providing work or maybe financial support. Maybe you can look back and remember the times that God has been faithful in your life. I don't know what that looks like for you. Maybe you're in the middle of a season right now. You're still praying. You're still waiting. Can I encourage you with this? Our warrior God is fighting for you behind the scenes. He's fighting for you behind the scenes. He sees the conversations that you don't see. He's connecting the dots that maybe you weren't even aware of. He's working on your behalf. You know, Scripture even talks about in Ephesians, it's not in our notes this morning, but it says this, how even before we knew Christ, that he actually had his eye on us. He designed us for a very specific purpose, his purpose, and he's working that out in everything and everyone, even before you knew him. See, our God, our warrior God, is fighting for you. Today, I want to simply call you up to be the warrior that God has called you to be. I want to call you up today because our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. It's against spiritual forces, and our warrior God has called you into battle today. This morning, let me leave you with three simple thoughts to walk out your week, and I want to share with you, it's going to be up on the screen, what God has given every warrior. What God has given every warrior. Let me encourage you to be a note taker today. Nehemiah chapter 4, it's on the screens. Excuse me, number one, let me go and write this down. God has given every warrior someone to protect. God has given every warrior someone to protect. Nehemiah chapter 4. Starting in verse number 13, it says this, "So I stationed armed guards at the most vulnerable places of the wall and assigned people by families with their swords, lances, and bows. After looking things over, I stood up and spoke to the nobles, officials, and everyone else. Don't be afraid of them. Put your minds on the master, great and awesome. Then fight," notice that, "then fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." See, in Nehemiah's day, the walls around Jerusalem were broken down. This guy, Nehemiah, he was tasked to rebuild all of these walls. Man, it was a huge task to take on. Nehemiah had people that were going against him. Hey, they were discouraging him. "Hey, you can't do that. Hey, it's never going to be done." And it went from this emotional thing to borderline physical. They actually were trying to lure Nehemiah in so that they could kill him. And the people who were helping him, the workers that were helping rebuild the walls, they're starting to get discouraged. Then Nehemiah, he actually gives them this remember the Titans type of a speech, right? And he says this, we just read it, "Don't be afraid of them. Put your minds on the master, great and awesome. Then fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." See, Nehemiah was reminding them they had something and someone worth fighting for. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. There is somebody that's worth fighting for in your life. Brothers, sons, daughters, wives, your home. God has given every warrior someone or something to protect. We fight most effectively for the Lord when we keep in mind how much there is to lose. Maybe today you decide, you know what, I'm going to be a warrior for God because I'm fighting for my marriage. I'm fighting to keep my marriage alive. Maybe today you decide, hey, I'm going to stop fighting with my spouse to win an argument. Instead, I'm going to go ahead and fight for my marriage to win emotional health. Maybe that's what you do today. Maybe today you're going to say, you know, I'm going to fight for my family. I'm going to fight for those closest to me. Maybe today you decide that you're going to live your life so surrendered to the purposes and will of God that you desire that, man, you know, I want to break some generational curses in my line. I want to break the curses of addiction, the curses of divorce, the curses of toxicity. Maybe today you're like, hey, I'm going to influence my kids and my family, those relationships that are closest to me. I'm going to go ahead and live so surrendered to God so they can authentically know the Lord of the Bible. Maybe that's how I'm going to live my life. I'm going to protect my marriage, protect my family. Maybe today you decide, I'm going to protect my heart. I'm going to protect my heart. There's way too much to lose. Maybe today you're going to arm up. You're going to decide to get battle ready. Protect your heart. It's not in your notes, but Proverbs says this. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. God has given every warrior someone or something to protect. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. The warrior, the heart of a warrior is in you. 2 Samuel, it's up on the screens. It says this. It says, be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. God's given every warrior someone to protect. Here's a second thought this morning. God's given every warrior a kingdom to advance. A kingdom to advance. He's given you a ministry, a mission to fulfill, a kingdom to advance. Luke chapter number 9, it's up on the screens, it says this. It says, Jesus now called the 12 and gave them authority and power to deal with all the demons and cure diseases. It says this, he commissioned them to preach the news of God's kingdom and to heal the sick. If you're a follower of Jesus today, hey, if you're someone who just stepped in, you don't know anything about this Jesus stuff, hey, I'm so glad you're here. This morning, I'm challenging those who say, I'm a follower of Christ today. See, if God's given you a kingdom to advance, in Matthew's gospel, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. God has given you a very specific call on your life. He's given you a purpose. He's given you gifts and passions and talents. He's given you favor, maybe in different business ventures. Maybe he's, you know, different projects, whatever it is you call your main thing. God's given you a calling on your life. And as you operate your everyday life seeking God's purposes first, literally, you are advancing his kingdom when you do it. You know what that does? That affects how I handle that next business deal at work. That affects how I'm going to handle, something happens at work, I got to make sure I'm doing this with integrity. When we advance God's kingdom and not ours, it affects how I respond in a tough situation. Because I'm not responding to advance my kingdom, I'm actually trying to advance God's kingdom. And we operate our lives aligned and centered with Jesus. Because there's someone out there in our sphere of influence who needed God's kingdom like we needed God's kingdom. God's given every warrior a kingdom to advance. Let me ask you this. In the way that you've been living your life, in the way that whatever that looks like at home, at work, at play, whose kingdom have you been advancing? Whose kingdom have you been advancing? God's given every warrior someone to protect, a kingdom to advance. Here's the last thought. It's the last thought this morning. God's given every warrior a battle to win. God's given every warrior a battle to win. Psalms 144 is what it says. I love this verse. It said, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Verse number 2. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge. He subdues people under me. God's given every warrior a battle to win, and that battle happens in two places. It happens in two places. You're going to see up here on the screens. God's given us the battle for your identity. Write that down. The battle happens in two places. The battle for your identity, then we're going to go to the next one, but also the battle of your purpose. The battle for your identity and the battle of your purpose. See, if the enemy can blur the identity that God has given you, he can make you believe that you are someone, you're something that you are not. Things that are untrue about you. And when he makes you believe those things, the enemy, he gets the upper hand. It's the voice that says, hey, you're not good enough. Hey, you deal with depression and anxiety. Hey, you're not fit for this. It's the voice that says, hey, you're a failure. Hey, you're unloved. Hey, you already messed up. You already dropped the ball. You can't serve God. You can't tell other people about Jesus. It's that voice that tells you, hey, you can never... You fill in the blank. See, if Satan, this deceiver, he'll try to make you believe things that are not only untrue about God, but untrue about ourselves. It's the battle for your identity. And if he can attack your identity, guess what? After that, he tries to steal your purpose. The enemy tries to steal your purpose. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to pollute your heart. But guess what? Every warrior has a battle to win. Amen? Every warrior has a battle to win. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He's my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he whom I take refuge. He subdues people under me. Let me ask you this question. How are you going to step into your mission this week? How are you going to actively walk out this week? Maybe today you decide, you know, Pastor Josh, I just got to protect those I love. I've been really at odds with my spouse. I've been fighting with my kids. This family, man, I got to protect those that are closest to me. Maybe that's what you do this week. Maybe you operate your life instead of advancing your kingdom. You know what? I'm going to advance God's kingdom instead. I'm going to change the way that I operate. I'm going to attack this business deal with integrity. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be trustworthy. Maybe you got to say sorry to your boss about something. I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe you got to give somebody a call this week. Man, God, I'm going to advance your kingdom, not mine. Maybe you just need to refocus your identity on him. You're listening to the voice that says, hey, you're not good enough. Hey, you're unloved. Hey, you already messed up. Hey, you deal with this and that. Maybe you got to just refocus on who God says you are. Man, I am loved. I am forgiven. God's given me a warrior's heart. And maybe you just need to stand up and say that this week. Let me ask you this question. What does that look like for you? What does that look like for you? Let's do this. If you do have those connect cards, I want you to take that out this morning. If not, you might be on the app. That's okay. Hey, maybe this morning you're just going to, in your seat, you're going to make a decision. And Center Church is a church that really loves next right steps. We believe in being a community of faith that not only hears stuff on Sunday, but man, we walk it out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that God will be glorified. Let me ask you this question. What's your next right step? What does that look like for you? Let me pray for us. God, thank you so much for this day, for this place. Father, we've been fighting this battle. And God, thank you that you've provided. You've been faithful in the past. You'll be faithful in the future, God. And we come to you palms up, thanking you for who you are. So I pray for every single one of my friends here today. As maybe they consider some of these things, maybe they write something down, maybe they just decide where they're at. You know, I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to protect my spouse. I'm going to decide that I'm not going to advance my own kingdom. I'm going to advance the kingdom of God. And Father, as you work in hearts, as you work in lives, I pray that many would say yes to the call of being the warrior you've called us to be. In your name, amen.